Good morning. High pressure, which had been in control of our weather for most of the week, is now gradually sliding off the eastern seaboard. This is allowing a bank of clouds to slide our way from the west and south. So overnight, the skies have become mostly cloudy throughout most of the region. And temperatures are not nearly as chilly this morning, with readings starting out mainly in the high 40s to mid-50s on average. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken today with limited sunshine. And a southeast breeze, temperatures will climb slowly and through the 60s to just about 70 for a high, again on average through the afternoon. We'll pick up a few showers late in the day as well as a disturbance works its way toward us from the Great Lakes. As this disturbance draws closer after dark tonight, a steadier rain will develop throughout the region. We'll also have areas of fog overnight as temperatures drop back into the 50s. Most of this unsettled weather will move through during the overnight hours, but still some lingering showers into the morning tomorrow. We'll get a bit of a break during the middle of the day tomorrow, but then our attention turns to the south. Tropical Storm Andrea, currently in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, will pick up steam and head up the eastern seaboard during the day tomorrow. Moisture from this system will overspread our area as we get deeper into the day tomorrow, and especially overnight tomorrow night, with a period of heavy rain possible, especially in New England. The speed of the system appears to be increasing, and as a result, most of the moisture will slingshot through New England and up into the Canadian Maritimes by Saturday morning. This could leave most of Saturday dry for a good chunk of the region, although we'll still call for the chance for some showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, and Saturday afternoon's temperatures look a bit higher as well in the lower to mid-70s. Right now, it looks like we'll have some more showers with what's left of the moisture from Andrea on Saturday night, and a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather on Sunday as the system begins to clear through, with temperatures in the mid-70s by the end of the weekend. A new disturbance will head our way for the early part of next week with a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Andrea intensified overnight and now has sustained winds of 60 miles per hour with gusts to 70. No significant change in strength is forecast before landfall. The main effects from this system will be the bands of heavy rainfall that have been occurring on the eastern side of the storm over the Florida Peninsula. Gusty winds near the coast along its track will likely lead to rough surf and minor tidal departure from normal. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for most of the Florida Gulf Coast and the northern east coast of Florida, all the way up to the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay in Virginia. Andrea is moving toward the north-northeast near 13 miles per hour. A turn toward the northeast with an additional increase in forward speed is expected today. On the forecast track, the center of Andrea will reach the coast of the Florida Big Bend area later today and then move across the southern parts of Georgia, southeastern South Carolina, and eastern North Carolina tomorrow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 12:20 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Monte Terminillo, Italy at 10:55 a.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 37 degrees with a west wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 23 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 48, the humidity 77%, no wind, and the barometer at 30.14 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Atlantic City, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the lower 70s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo rain with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 46. The average temperature 60, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month 12 hundredths of an inch and for the year 14.86 inches. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low 54. The record high 94 set in 1925 and the record low 38 in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:31 p.m., 15 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers developing today. Highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with the chance of showers this afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with rain tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with a chance of showers this afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with rain tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with a chance of showers this afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with the chance of showers this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Cloudy with rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers, especially early in the morning, and then again late in the day, some heavier rain tomorrow night. Highs tomorrow in the upper 60s, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers Saturday, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday in the mid-70s. A shower or thunderstorm on Monday or Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid to upper 70s. And partly sunny on Wednesday with highs again in the middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.